Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome back into You Better You Best, presented by BetMGM. I'm Kate Constable. He's Mark Drumheller. We're going to bring in our producer, Mario, who's going to help us play a little bit of game of Fact or Fiction on this Friday. Mario, what do you got for us?
Hey, always a pleasure to join you guys and to work with you guys. Always fun. Fact or Fiction on a great Friday. Hopefully, as we're all having a great one, get a little Girl Scout cookies in. I just murdered a box like 2 days ago. Stomach still hurts. But besides the point, Fact or Fiction, Kawhi Leonard misses multiple games in the series versus the Mavericks. Guys, we hit this earlier, but I ask you, Kate, Fact or Fiction, Kawhi Leonard misses a couple games in the series for Mavericks.
I'm going to say this is a fact. I'm going to smash the fact button, kind of like you just smashed those Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, Kawhi is missing more than one game. He's dealing with some knee inflammation. That's just kind of like a wait and see. Things could change pretty quickly in that scenario, similar to Alex Caruso's situation tonight. He was having inflammation in his ankle after the play-in game on Wednesday, and it's, you know, down tonight, and he's going to play. I don't think that's going to be the case for Kawhi Leonard because of his track record with injuries. Like, when he misses time, he misses some serious time. He missed the final eight games of the regular season. It doesn't sound like he's looking good for game one. I find it very hard to imagine he's going to be ready to go for game two. So I think he misses multiple games in this series. That is a fact for me, Mark. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a fact, too. I mean, I think that especially in this is a series that's going to go seven games. So you have to think he's going to be out at some point in this series. So I agree with you. I mean, I think that this is a fact. I think that we've seen this before at Leonard. It's just unfortunate because when Leonard was with Toronto, we saw how he can carry a team, you know, deep into the playoffs and into an eventual title. But it doesn't sound good right now.
Does sound good at all, and that hurts for someone that loves Kawhi, was really cheering for the Clippers to finally do something this year. And thank the Lord, I was going to place a bet on them, and like at the last second, the location like didn't like recognize me for some reason. And oh my god, like
yeah, I know,
literally.
Why are you a Clippers fan, Mario? Aren't you supposed to be a Pacers fan?
So I'm a Bulls fan. I just love Kawhi Leonard. Like, I love Kawhi. I love the run he made in 2000. What was that? 19. Like, I love that. I love against the Spurs when he was like the kryptonite for LeBron. I'm a LeBron hater, like hand up, like big Jordan guy. Was raised in a household where Jordan was, you know, like God Jordan. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So always been a big Kawhi fan. So that's why I'm Kawhi love.
All right. I can get behind that. I live in a Jordan house, too.
Yes. Isn't it crazy? It's kind of like a cult a little bit. It's a fun one, though.
It is. It's very much a cult. I 100% agree with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Get in or get out, baby. All right, here we go. Fact or fiction on a great Friday. Next one. The New York Knicks beat the Sixers in six games. Plus 650 is the price of a good friend at BetMGM. I ask you, Kate Constable, is this fact or fiction on this Friday? Knicks take out the Sixers in six.
We're going fact again. I don't have faith in these Sixers. I don't like what I saw from Joel Embiid on Wednesday. He looks banged up. He looks exhausted. Conditioning is not where it needs to be right now. And these Knicks are hungry. Jalen Brunson. If it wasn't for Nikola Jokic, I think Jalen Brunson would be a top of or close to the top of the MVP conversation this year. And certainly has a chance to next year. The Knicks, I mean, they play this hard nose, grind it out. They're going to play every single possession. Josh Hart doesn't know what it means to take a possession off against this Sixers team with their best player banged up. I don't see the Sixers taking this to seven games, and I don't see the Sixers winning. So I do like the Knicks in six at plus 650. That's a fact for me, Mark.
Yeah, I already have this one in the account at plus 650, so it's definitely a fact for me. You know, Mario coming on here spitting nothing but facts, but I for a lot of reasons you talked about, Kate, like they have the centers to wear Embiid down, and that's really how you beat the Sixers. Like, you have to make him work on both ends of the court. You have to attack his cardio, attack his conditioning, which, to be fair to Joel, like, he's coming off an injury, right? It's not like he's just not in proper shape. It's difficult, you know, being a big man coming off an injury like that. I just think it's an awful matchup for the Sixers. You know, they're not that like the Celtics would have been any better, but them having Embiid getting injured and them sliding down the standings, you really feel the impact of it right now. And this is a brutal matchup against a tough defensive team that I think is just going to wear them down. I think the Sixers could steal one in Madison Square Garden, but I think eventually it's going to be 4-2 Knicks.
So if someone was on this show that worked with you guys that hypothetically maybe took the Sixers to win this series, what would you guys kind of see the argument being? Like, would you see it just being like Nick Nurse completely out coaches Tibbs and B take over where he's, you know, looks like the best player in the NBA? What is the route for Philly to get some cheesesteaks and to beat the Knicks?
I think it's Nick Nurse scheming up a way to really take out Brunson. Like, I think if they can take out Brunson, not slow him down, they got to take him out, then I think that they have a chance in this series. They're going to need that to happen, and they're going to need multiple contributors to step up to play that third scorer role besides Maxey and Embiid, because it's not going to be one person to be able to do it consistently. But if Nurse can scheme a way to make it somebody else every night, whether it's Oubre, whether it's, you know, it could be anybody, you know, stepping up Harris one night. But that's what they need. It's almost like two-faceted. Like, they have to slow down Brunson, and they really have to find that, you know, third source of scoring on a night-to-night basis, since it's not going to be the same person.
And Embiid has to be his normal self. He can't be lagging behind. Mm-hmm. He can't be feeling the effects of his injury. But Mario, I know that's not you that you're referring to, the person on this show, you would never do that, right? Because you know that the Knicks are going to win, and they're going to win in six at plus 650. So, yeah, that's one of the other guys behind the scenes here, right?
Yeah, one of the Jakes. Don't ask which
exactly.
One, but just it's one of them. Yeah, exactly.
You got two Jakes on the show today? It's just one of the Jakes.
Yeah, it's just one of the Jakes. That's all it is.
Mario's just tossing them all under the bus.
Just crawling my way out of it. All right, here we go. Fact or fiction on a great Friday. Next one. Tyler Hero, over in points is a lock without Butler. His over, right, over under right now is at 24.5. A little bit of juice on the over. But Kate Constable, is it fact or fiction that he goes over that? It's a lock. He's going to shoot the crap out of the ball. He did last game. Fact or fiction, do you think, in this one?
This is massive fiction for me tonight. Tyler Hero to go over 24.5 points. He's played in quite a few games without Jimmy Butler this season, 14 to be exact. He's only averaging 21.6. He has only topped 24.5 in four games without Jimmy Butler. Take that. Yes, four games. No, I take that back. Only three games without Jimmy Butler, which is pretty wild. And he got shut down by Kelly Oubre the other night. Like, terrible shooting performance when he was guarded by Kelly Oubre. He's got Alex Caruso on him tonight. Caruso might not be 100% with that ankle injury, but that still doesn't bother me. Caruso's going to lock him up. Fiction. Hero is not going over 24.5 points.
Me and Kate Constable lockstep on this one. I'm not betting any overs in this game. I think the only over that's going to hit is the, you know, me changing the channel 7.5 times, right? I'll play the over on that because I just think it's going to be an ugly game. You know, you have a depleted Miami team. Hero's still got to hit shots. You have a Chicago team that, and the Bulls are the Bulls. Come on now. What are we talking about here? This is just, it doesn't have a playoff type feel, you know? It's so I think it's going to be a real ugly game. I'm not on the under, so but I would lean that way. But I just think there's going to be not a lot of offense in this one. So I'm not taking any overs.
Yep, I am with you guys. The entire Heroes going to have a very tough night with Alex Caruso on him. And another tough night of shooting coming for him. And just a quick prayer to everyone that's going to watch this game and just bet the under so you have some type of hope and enjoyment. All right, fact or fiction. The other game tonight, Kings Pelicans, and for this fact or fiction, Kings are a must bet at plus money against the Pelicans. No Zion tonight, Kate Constable. So does that mean that it's a fact that the Kings are a must bet tonight?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Huh, this is a good question. Ooh, this is the first one that has me a little stumped, Mario. I'm going to say yes. I think you got to bet the Kings tonight. Zion changes this game quite a bit. Brandon Ingram is coming back from that injury. I know he's got two games under his belt, but he hasn't looked totally normal. And the Pelicans have beat the Kings 5 times this season. 5 times. That's impressive, right? Like, give them their flowers. That's great. Can you beat them 6? That's really tough to do. I know we probably said that when it was, you know, they had won 4 and they were playing their 5th and you're like, oh, you can't beat a team 5 times in a row. That was likely said. I'm just going to go ahead and say it again here. And hopefully this time we're correct because, yeah, I think you got to bet the Kings in this spot.
Me and Kate Constable were lockstep. I can't bet the Kings here. I'm not going to bet the Pelicans. I'm actually on the total in this game, but I think Herb Jones is going to have a big night defensively and locking down Fox. And they're going to have to find a way to slow down Sabonis. But to me, this game, very coin flippy. And I don't feel like there's a lot of value on the Kings. They're coming off the big win. They knocked off Steph Curry. They killed the dynasty with the Golden State Warriors. Now the question is, what's going to happen to the Warriors in the offseason? Is Klay coming back? Are they going to look different? Dunleavy's out there saying, we're paying too much money to get our season ended this early. What's going to happen? So value on the Kings stock, pretty high. They're playing Pelicans without Zion. That's enough to scare me off. I don't think there's a lot of value here in the Kings, so definitely not a must bet for me.
If this was PTI right now, I'd give the point to Kate. So I like the Kings. Yeah. I think it's a fact. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kings, baby.
Love it, Mario.
Light the beam. Oh, let's go. Light the beam. I think Kings are a good bet tonight against the Pelicans. All right, from the association to the NFL, we go for Fact or Fiction Friday. For this one, Patriots trade the 3rd pick in the NFL draft. We heard this week that the Pats go, hey, we're open for business. Come talk to us. So I ask you, Fact or Fiction, you think, Kate, Patriots trade a 3rd pick in the draft?
I'm going to go fiction. Based on what we heard today on the show, 2 great NFL guests, Adam Leviton, Andy Hart, both said that Pats are likely taking a quarterback, which means they would probably stand pat where they are at number 3. They want like a massive haul in order to move off that 3 spot. And so far, it doesn't sound like they've gotten it, and it doesn't sound like they're going to get it. So I'm going to say fiction that the Patriots trade the number 3 pick. I think they keep it.
we're back together again. I agree. Fiction, yep. We're on the same side here.
Thank goodness.
And I feel passionate about this one. For anyone who's been listening to me all week, like, I think that there's one way to build a roster successfully. You got to go get your quarterback when you pick this high, especially if you're a Patriots team that had to struggle. And, you know, Patriots fans watching that offense last year with Mac Jones, you cannot have a repeat of that. You can't just say, oh, we'll figure out the quarterback later. That never works. You got to get your guy. You're up there for a reason. You need a franchise quarterback. One's going to be there. Get the guy. Move on. Whether it's Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, whoever's there, the Patriots have to go into a new era of football after Bill Belichick with a franchise quarterback.
Ooh, I'm with you guys. I think this is fiction all over the place. I think they're staying put at the draft and QB at 3. Plus, if they do end up trading it, that hurts the Chargers. And hey, we don't really need that. Speaking of the Chargers, as we have about 3 minutes remaining, fact or fiction on a great Friday, Marvin Harris Jr. goes to the Bolts at +250. Fifth overall pick goes to LA. Marvin Harris Jr., what do you think, Kate? Fact or fiction?
Wait, before I answer this, you're a Chargers fan, Mario?
Cover the Chargers, the Bolt City podcast that you can find on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find them on YouTube just by searching Bolt City. Free plug.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that.
I laid it up.
Listen, I give him credit. He was ready. He was like, this is my time. I'm going to get it in. You didn't even have to take a breath, and he fired the plug in.
Oh, that was fantastic. Fiction. He's going number 4 to the Cardinals. Cardinals aren't moving off that spot. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going number 4. I don't see him being there at number 5. So that is fiction for me, Mark.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's fiction. I think he goes to number 4. And plus, Jim Harbaugh, he just wants to build Michigan again. He doesn't want any playmakers for Justin Herbert. He just wants to draft a bunch of big offensive linemen, run the football like it's 1990 all over again. So I don't think they go that route. I think that they, you know, are happy with J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards and, you know, winning football games that way.
Hey, that's all we got for Fact or Fiction. Fact or Fiction. Rocky, overrated movie.
No, which one? Not #1.
Fiction.
#1 can never be overrated. Not #1. #1, never overrated.
Fair. Okay.
That is fiction. Fair. What is not fiction is our best bets that we're giving out on the other side of the break to wrap up the show and our power hour. That's next here, and you better you bet.